We are up to Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, the last Sifim, Sif Dalid. We'll be finishing them, as well as Simin Kuf Yud Ches. Sif Dalid. Im lo shal motor bimos hagshamim. If someone did not ask for rain in the winter, machzirin also, he's got to say over again. Af al pi sheshal tal, even though he asked for rain. That means in the winter, it is not sufficient to say v'sein tal ubracha. You have to say v'sein tal umotar. Avlam shal motor v'lo tal e machzirin also. Whereas if you simply said v'sein motor and didn't say tal, you're yotze b'dievet. So unlike the case of Mashiv HaRuach, where if a person says Morad HaTol in the winter is Yotze, when it comes to Baruch Aleinu, if you mention Tal, that is insufficient. In the winter, you must actually mention Motor. Now, what happens if someone remembers before he says Baruch Ata Hashem? Then what he does is, the Mishnah Berurah brings various opinions, and has maskana is that the ideal is go back to the place of the same talamata in the bracha and continue the entire bracha from there. Don't just insert the same talamata. Sifhei im lo shal motor, v'niskar kodim shomea tfila. Someone didn't mention rain, but remembered it before shomea tfila, ein machzirin also, v'shol b'shomea tfila. You can say v'sein tal umotar in the bracha of Shomea Tefila. The bracha of Shomea Tefila is the place for all tefillas. You can add any tefillah you want, so you're allowed to add v'sein tal umotar, which is the tefillah of the tefillah for rain. And where do you do this? Just before Kiyata Shomea. Now, this is only true of tefillas that were omitted. But a haskara, for example, if someone left out Mashiv HaRuach, Amor HaGashem, he could not say that in Shomea Tefillah. Because the bracha of Shema Koleinu was meant for tefillahs, not for haskaros. The only thing that's not a tefillah that we would be able to say in Shomea Tefillah is Atachon Antonu, Havdalah, because Havdalah can be said at any point. There was no chiyuv to be maskered Dafkan Atachonon, although that was the Lechatchilah. Says the Ramav, im hoyot lo tainis. If someone was betzom, he fasted, v'tzorach lo mar anenu, and he's got to say anenu. What happens? On a fast day, he forgot v'sein talamater, remembers in Shomea Tefillah, he has to say v'sein talamater, and has to say anenu. Which one should he say first? Yomer ha-shela kodem anenu, he should say the shela, he should say v'sein talamater before anenu. V'im lo niskar, why is that? That is because anenu is not ma'akev. The same talumotar is ma'akev, therefore it has kedima. V'imlo niskar ad shomea tefila. What happens if he didn't remember ad acher shomea tefila? He didn't remember till after he finished the bracha of shomea tefila. Imlo oka raglov chozel lebirkas hashanim. If the person did not yet take his three steps back, he should go back to barech aleinu. V'im oka raglov chozel lerosha tefila. Whereas if he did take his three steps back, he should go back to the beginning of davening. He davens over again. V'im hishlim tefilaso. V'ein aroga lomer tachnunim acher tefilaso. What happens if you're done with your tefila and do not normally say tachnunim after davening? Afa pisha dain lo oka raglov kakurim dami. Even though you didn't take your three steps back, it's as if you did. Which means that if you're just about to take your three steps back, even though you didn't take them yet, you are considered having completed the Shemoneh Esrei, and you would have to go back to the beginning. Similarly, if someone normally says a Lakai Netzor, he completed a Lakai Netzor. The halach is once he's done. Mishnah Berurah said if he says Yiyu L'Ratzon, the halacha is he's done with his Shmona Esrei, and even though we didn't take his three steps back, he would have to go back to the beginning. Now, what happens? The imniskar acher shachosam shomea tefila kodim shehischu ritzei. The person finished the bracha of shomea tefila but didn't begin ritzei yet. Nirish shomer v'sein talamotar v'chakach omer ritzei. You are allowed to say v'sein talamotar in between those two brachas. Mishnah Berurah brought it up before, because anything that is ma'akev, we are allowed to say until we begin the bracha afterwards. What happens if someone said the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila, but didn't yet say Shomea Tefila? He said the Baruch Atah Hashem of the bracha. He says you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, say the same Talomotor, Kiata Shomea Tefila, and then finish the bracha of Shomea Tefila. Now, there's a Bir Halacha here who discusses a totally different subject, and that is in any bracha, what happens if you leave out parts of the bracha? So the Gra Shita is that what counts is the Chasima. The Mishnah Berurah brings many Achronim who hold that if it's an essential part of the bracha, even though it's not the Chasima, it's Ma'akev. So for example, in the bracha of Tkan B'Shofar, if you left out the Inyan of Kibbutz Golios, so the Mishnah Berurah says, according to many Achronim, not the Gra, you would really have to say it over again. You can say it in Shomea Tefillah. Then he brings a Prima Gadim who says that you're not Yotz in Shomea Tefillah, and he leaves that as a Tzorech Iyum, as a real Suffolk. Which brings us to Simin Kuf Yud Ches, Hashiva Shoftenu Chosimba Melech Ohev Tztaka Mishpat. During the year, we end the bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu with a Melech Ohev Tztaka Mishpat. Or Mer Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom HaKippurim Chosim HaMelech HaMishpat. Whereas from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. Hagah Miyu Imamr Melech Ohev Tztaka HaMishpat Ein Tzorech Lachzar. If during Aseres Yimei Tshuva one said Melech Ohev Tztaka HaMishpat, he mentioned Melech anyway, the halach is he doesn't have to repeat. V'lo Omru Shiach Tzor Alu Mokam Shekal HaShanah Omrim HaKel Ohev Tztaka HaMishpat. It is only in places where the rest of the year their girsa of the bracha is HaKel Ohev Tztaka HaMishpat, they would have to change to Melech during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and it's even Liikuva. Whereas since we mentioned Melech anyway, L'chatchila you're supposed to change it to HaMelech HaMishpat, but B'dieved it is not Ma'akev. Similarly, if during the year someone said HaMelech HaMishpat, B'dieved the halach is that he is Yotze. What happens if someone said Melech Ohev Tztaka HaMishpat during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Tolkadei Dibur, he remembers that he was supposed to say HaMelech HaMishpat. Since it is Tolkadei Dibur, the Mishnah Berurah says he should change it. Even though B'di Eved, your Yotz anyway, L'chatchila, if it's Tolkadei Dibur, you should say the proper one.